to Unrated Unruly. I'm Taylor.
And I'm Ashley.
And we're recording in my new home.
Yay!
Finally, I moved in and I really like it. Mm-hmm. I've filled it out for the most part. I've got some new furniture in here. A lot of old furniture did not make the move, but that was to be expected because it's IKEA furniture from 2014.
Well, that's what happens. But it made it that long is pretty good, actually.
That's what I'm saying. Now, some of it shouldn't have made it, mm-hmm. including the piece behind me, the piece holding up the TV.
Really? That looks new.
This one especially is so dinged up that I had to just cover it with shit.
Oh, that
one
so
is
funny.
A little better condition. Neighbors aren't bad. Mm-hmm. They just love to run.
Wow.
Which is really exciting.
That's yeah.
I think mm-hmm. there's something about upstairs neighbors where they just love running around. Yeah. You normally, if you've got a neighbor above you, you're going to get somebody that loves to prance.
Yeah.
They Prancers. Love to skip, hop, mm-hmm. even move furniture at
Do
3 a.m. Yes. Yeah. They love to bang on the walls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like really fun stuff.
Yeah.
And then we've got in our bathroom, a wall made of paper mache, essentially. So it's so thin you could probably like crumple it. I can hear every word they're saying and they can hear every word I'm saying.
You know, I just realized that you might want to play something when you're in there because what if you're having a bad...
Oh, I
just thought about that because at first I'm like, who's going to be in that? But I'm like, oh.
For whatever reason... I am like, my go-to is listening to like Whitney Cummings.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that my neighbors think I am Whitney
Cummings. So that'd be
because every time I'm in the bathroom, which is the only place where they could probably hear my voice very clearly.
Right.
They just hear Whitney Cummings' voice. So I think that they're like, she's pretty funny.
Yeah, she's great.
She's a little loud, a little abrasive sometimes, but she's pretty funny.
But she's funny.
And she's got a lot to say when she's about to shower.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
A lot.
But yeah, they're a runner. They're a track star. And I love that.
I love that too.
But I'm also like, I would never be the kind of person. It would have to be a very extreme case, or I'd maybe have to have like a sleeping baby or something. Mm-hmm. But I'm the sleeping baby, so I don't care. But there's really no situation I could think of as of right now where I would ever approach them and be like, can you guys stop?
Yeah. I mean, you have to kind of become, I mean, Taylor does know that when I moved into my place, I had a guy, very brief. He lived there first, but yeah, he used to hire prostitutes that mm-hmm. used to come with a pillow and they'd only be there for, I don't know, a half an hour. And then they beat each other up and then he'd throw her down the stairs. Different ones. So that I did. That I did end up because they kept waking up Maria and Maria was so little. But when I tell you, I heard beatdowns and whatever else.
The fuck was wrong with this guy?
Yeah, he was so unhinged. Like, he was nuts. And I would... And I was the kind of person where I just wanted to make it better, quicker. So I would get his phone number and I'd be like, can you please calm down, mm-hmm. whatever WrestleMania you're having upstairs? Because I just, my daughter's sleeping and you're waking her up. And then the one night, it was like, I would just get her down right back to WrestleMania. And then that was when the big boom came.
What was the big boom?
He threw her down the stairs.
Oh my God.
And she busted through the door. Yes. And then he threw a pillow afterwards. So I opened up the door and then, so he was upstairs and then me and another person were like touching. And like, I liked that person better until it was a couple that were on the other side. So she came out, we both came out and we were like looking and there's this girl in the grass at the front lawn with her blanket, no teeth. So I'm assuming that there was a lot of kneeling. That's why they always brought their pillow.
Because I was like, don't throw her special pillow. That's her sleeping. Like,
no.
But also, why are you throwing women?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Why are you fucking throwing women?
That's why I called the cops, because I was like, she just fell down the stairs.
Yeah.
And my old apartment was really like right up the street from the police station.
Yeah.
So they came down and... Yeah, he was in trouble.
Thank God.
Mm-hmm. I just came out with my baby. I was like, listen, I can't say anything right now, but she's been in the grass.
He's texting him politely.
It was like,
hey, it's
4 a.m.
Can you stop throwing her at my door?
Literally, I text him 3 times that night. I'm like, can you please stop whatever you're doing upstairs? My kid has been woken up several times. I have work in the morning. She, like, I can't, she needs to sleep at some point. I wanted to kill him. So Yes, I understand. Keep the peace as long as you, unless you see a naked prostitute again being
thrown
out
with her pillow, yeah, with her pillow down the stairs.
Then maybe consider it.
Yeah.
But that's it.
I was trying to figure out for a little while. I think they have either one or two children running around.
Yeah.
But there's somebody that, like, we have a shared hallway. I think it's an adult. When they come in, they bolt up the stairs. I think the children are like, I haven't actually seen anybody. I hear them. Yeah. The child sounds young. I don't think this kid is be able, it sounds like a quarterback is running through the hallway and the bolting up the fucking stairs.
So do you think that maybe it's like a,
I think they've got a fucking fetish for running.
Yeah, they just like to run.
They love running.
Maria's like that.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I'm not a runner.
Love to run.
I don't like, if I get out of breath. Just from walking.
Yeah.
So no, there's no running involved.
Yeah. If I got to run, I'll submit.
Yeah.
It's fine.
You won.
You won. You won. You got me. Yes. That's shooting fish in a barrel looking for you. Yeah, fucking great. Exactly. Yeah. Ooh, you got me. Oh, not much of a challenge.
That's interesting, though.
Yeah.
Maybe they're scared of the hallway.
It is a little
scary. Would you ever do that, though? Like, I used to do that as a kid.
Run?
We're like a teenager, I'm even saying. We're like... If you would even go in the bathroom at night and then you'd be like, and you run back to your room.
I mean,
like that.
I'll be vulnerable.
Right.
When I moved back in with my mom during COVID, that basement where we did the laundry was so scary. It also had like an old cellar that had like one of those like wooden sliding locks on it. The basement in general, just fucking terrifying. So every time as an adult that I would go and do my laundry, I would kind of like on all fours do a run up the stairs.
That's
like,
what I mean.
Yeah. But you know what's so scary? Have you ever had somebody like jokingly chase you up the stairs?
It's the worst.
And it still like scares you. Like it's a killer.
Worst. Feeling, I actually hate that. I hate that. I hate that so much. No.
No, that's so bad.
Gives me
bad.
Like anxiety. Like, the killer's about
behind
it.
Me.
And it's like, someone you know.
And it's like your boyfriend chasing you. And I'm
it's
like,
funny. It's like, please God, don't.
No,
like,
it sends me into fight or flight.
Right. It does. Yeah. Same.
It feels, it's the same sensation for me as like being tickled.
Right.
When I'm asking not to be tickled. Mm-hmm. It's like, same. My body is like, you're in grave danger. Yeah.
Run.
Fucking alarms going
like,
off in my head.
Also for me too, it has always made me probably somehow damage them a little bit because I just automatically want to kick them in the face. It's just like a thing where I'm like, ah.
I'm like putting my hands on the stairs and then mule kicking them behind me.
And I even hate watching movie scenes where like it's a horror film and they're running up the stairs. I get like that hyper where I'm like, oh my God, get up there, please. Like, am I gonna make it?
that's one of those for me where I'm like, that's the thing that gives me the anxiety. It's
me
not
too.
It's the on the stairs chase. Like
every time.
On flat ground, that's different.
It's fine.
On the stairs. Which I'm such a paranoid person. I always have been. So I'm always like getting in here. I had to think about like, okay, so murderer comes through my door, of course,
right,
with knives and gun. Mm-hmm. And I have to figure out how to get out of here. Mm-hmm. I've thought about like, what are my different exits?
Right.
I've got a back door. Yeah. I've got upstairs. I had to look out the window and decide, could I jump off the roof? And I have this faith in myself that if I jumped from the roof, I'd be fine. And I wouldn't be. But
probably not.
It's like when I'm thinking about escaping, like if somebody broke in and like ran up to my room, or if I heard somebody and I had to get out from the second floor.
Right.
When I think about, I would obviously simply open the window, climb out onto the roof, and then jump down.
Right.
As if I could fucking do that, stick the landing, and then run away on top of that.
No.
It's not realistic.
It's not at all.
But in my mind, I'm like, easy.
Yeah, definitely.
I'll do a backflip just for style points. I'll do a backflip on the way down. But yeah, I'm adjusting. I'm getting used to the sounds and everything. So
that's what it is more than anything, is when you move into a new place, is realizing what noises are normal, what aren't.
Which I'm like starting to figure out which ones aren't. But I'm like, the neighbors on the other side of us, I'm not even joking. Like, I know people joke about like neighbors doing shit at weird hours. This guy at fucking midnight on the dot needs to put up shelves or something. I'm hearing what is clearly hammering, but it's like I can hear it, so it must be on the wall or something against the wall. But it's been like every other night
is
that
he
I'm hearing it.
Something?
He's got to be workshopping. He's got to be doing something, because it's that, or it's like, how long does it take you to put up a fucking shelf, man? Because I will come over with a stud finder and we'll figure this out together, because this is getting a little ridiculous.
That's wild.
And then also, I can hear everything
from
outside, which I've never experienced before. It's like 8D audio. Like,
yeah. I mean, when I lived in Philly and then lived in Brooklyn with my whole, you know, childhood. Yeah, it was. But you know what's funny is you're going to get used to this. And then what's going to happen is if you guys ever move, you're going to, if it gets a quieter area, mm-hmm. you're going to be like, where's the noise?
True. Yeah.
It took me and my mom and my stepdad a long time to adjust to no noise when we moved to PA.
Yeah.
That was really hard for us because we were like, and the one, I'll never forget the one time that like I stayed at my uncle's bar because above it, he has like a, just like a tiny little apartment that he lets anyone stay at. So we were, I stayed at it. And let me tell you something, it was so fucking loud, but it was so relaxing at the same time. It brought me back to this place.
Like a little
comfort. Yeah, I couldn't, yeah. I slept so well.
Because it's almost like white noise.
Right, exactly.
It's like we have to sleep with the fan on no matter how cold out it is.
Right, right.
Because it's just that mm-hmm. sound.
Yeah.
So
I think you'll get
that
used
makes
to-
yeah that makes sense to me. I don't know what it is that I'm like where we lived before. We lived a few blocks away from where we live right. now, but there weren't homes on the other side of the street.
That's exactly
so
what it is.
So significantly quieter. There was a Wawa with a lot of ruckus.
Yeah,
that was very nice. I miss the Wawa, but
yeah,
I'm like it still wasn't like. I just feel like I hear everything. Yeah. I hear people's thoughts when they're walking down the street. It's so crazy.
Yeah, I think you'll get adjusted.
I need to get it to the point where it lulls
every,
me.
Yeah, you'll know the difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a way, it's like comforting to know there's people about,
mm-hmm.
you know. And that's how I've tried to reframe it in my head when I hear my neighbors doing jumping jacks.
Right.
I'm like, well, I'm not alone.
Right, no.
And none of us are.
No.
We're all together in this.
Yeah, we really are.
Putting a positive spin on it.
It's true.
How have you been?
I feel like so much is going on, but I think not the biggest thing, but one of the things is I was telling Taylor, I'm having significant hair loss. So if we do make clips from this, which I'm sure we will, my hair is chopped off. So I have a completely different look. But it's been like out of nowhere. I don't know if anyone deals with this. You're more than welcome to write me in and just kind of like tell me if there's any supplements that you take or anything. Out of nowhere, I just started losing significant hair. And they had like no idea where it was necessarily coming from. They're blaming it mostly on still Noah.
It's just been a hot minute.
Yeah. And they said it could take up to 2 years. So this I was reading about, and this is really interesting. So if you've had a girl first, this is like a thing. Apparently, if you've had a girl first, your body adjusts to it. It's very normal for a woman to have a woman.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, it doesn't feel as foreign. But apparently, if you have a boy second after having a girl, your body reacts worse. Because no matter what, getting testosterone, I guess that is, that's put in your body, that's not normally in your body. No matter what, it's like very invasive for a woman because it doesn't feel the same.
Yeah.
So you're making a baby and apparently it can be very different. If you've had a boy first, it's really like there's really no difference. But apparently if you've had a girl first and you have a boy second, your body just kind of like does weird stuff and things like it's actually harder for you to get back to what your normal is.
That makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. I've never considered that.
Yeah.
But like,
they said that like you hold on to things that you didn't realize were there because they come with a completely different package, essentially. So like your hormones are even more out of whack than they were your first time if your first one was a girl. Apparently, if the first one was a boy, it's not as significant.
Yeah.
It has something to do with having a boy girl. I mean, a girl boy.
So is that why they think?
They think so. They think that's part of it is that my body's just not doing well with like releasing all that he had in me.
Yeah.
Yeah. They said it could take up to 2 years. But they also said that it can significant, obviously stress can like really fuck you up. And I never realized that was a thing. But like when I tell you my hair isn't coming out in chunks, it comes out in chunks.
As a thin haired girl, I'm sending you all my love and support.
It's awful.
It's fucking dead. But when you've had thick, coarse hair.
And I just that's start, what I have.
Yeah, that's like, it feels way more significant. Where like, I have thin hair. One of my hair thins.
Right.
It's just thinner. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's different when like, you have a very thick full head of hair. And then it just feels like it's a lot.
It's insane. Because I've never had that before in my life. I've always been the girl that's had too much hair.
Yeah.
And I was always like, oh my God, it's going to take forever at the salon. It's going to take forever to do this because I have so much fucking hair.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, oh no. It's because of where I'm losing it that I think I'm most self-conscious because it's so close to my front. It's almost all my hairline. So I'm just like very self-conscious about it. It's been tough. I'm on two different supplements now. And the one I've been on for a month now. And the other one's maybe 2 weeks. So I'm praying to God.
I mean, what does it take? Like a month or two to like start seeing?
If it doesn't, I was considering taking Nutrafol or whatever that is called.
What's that?
It's like a hair loss thing.
Oh, but it's like a vitamin.
It's like a vitamin.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm like trying to think of other things. I did get a special shampoo.
Yeah.
The one you told me about.
That I did. I wish get I could that. Remember the name right now to it's shout
Nixon,
it out.
Nixon, isn't it? Or yeah. Nixon. Yeah. Nioxin.
Yeah.
Nioxil something like or that. Something.
I think is it Nioxil?
It's something like that.
It's it's a dark blue bottle, yes. And it comes in a box, but you can get it at like whatever store. Mm-hmm. But it's a dandruff shampoo,
and it's. Yes.
It helps with losing hair. Like it helps with like the hair loss, like when it, how much falls out when you're washing your hair. It doesn't necessarily grow it, but it does help you with shedding.
Which is
like a lot.
Which is my issue. Cause like even I was noticing, I'm like, okay, it's coming out, but it's not coming out like it was.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm noticing, which is weird, I guess, the day that I'm losing the most hair is my wash day.
Oh yeah. Maybe it's so, just.
It's like when I'm in the showers, when it's coming out, and I'm noticing after I blow it out, it's still a lot. But it's not coming out as crazy as it was when I'm combing it. So that's good.
I'm so tired of trying to keep up with like what is good for hair and what's not, because then I started seeing people say that drugstore shampoo and conditioner is equally as good, if not sometimes better than the really? Higher end shit. Wow. Yeah. And it was people like dermatologists saying this and stuff.
Wow.
And then people were like, air drying your hair is actually worse than blow drying it.
Yeah, I do have mixed reviews on that one, so I kind of get that. It depends on the hair texture and what you're doing to it, but
yeah. So I've been blow drying my hair for a couple of weeks now, and I do feel a difference, but mm-hmm. I'm also like, I just don't know if that's because when I blow dry my hair, it's straight. When I leave it air dry, it's wavy, so I'm just feeling it be silkier to run my hand through.
Yeah, but it does. Like, it is a better blowout if you do it from when it's wet. Yeah.
But I'm just going to let my hair suck. It's fine.
Your hair doesn't suck.
I'm so close to wearing a fucking wig.
A lot of people at this do. Point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A full lace front. I'm so close.
Why not?
No edges because I'm not insane.
I can't do that.
I'm not
I can't
insane.
Do that even if I tried.
Fucking, no. That's crazy.
Agreed. That's,
but like white girls when they do the fucking C edge, please stop.
I don't get it.
The fucking Alabama Barker. But yes. Like I can't. Just stop. Don't do the edges. You can wear a fucking wig. You don't have to fucking comb your edges.
You know
down.
What I have to say, guys? I'm pretty freaking bummed because I really this year wanted the summer. I wanted to do the two braids in my hair for like a week or two.
Yeah.
But I can't do that anymore.
It's too close
literally you're going to see it all.
Yeah.
So can't do that. But I was really like, I want to do that this summer. Yeah.
Why can't hair loss, like if we were like, mm-hmm. we need to be optimized. We need to evolve a bit.
Yes.
I think the next generation of people, whatever they're called, whatever like the new babies are called, their generation, they should be optimized mm-hmm. so that hair loss happens from the back.
Right.
Because I'll deal with not putting my hair in a pony.
No, right.
As long as I get to keep the front.
Exactly.
We
as
need
long
an
as
upgrade.
I need that. We do.
We should be upgrading as often as iPhones.
Absolutely.
That's how often human beings should be evolving.
Absolutely.
Is like every 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm. I'm agreeing to that.
Yeah. Something's got to go. Something's got to go. We can get rid of the gallbladder, evolve without it. Yeah.
Get that away.
Mm-hmm. And maybe, I don't know, stronger spines to make up for the iPhone neck.
That's true. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good idea.
You know what? I've got ideas. So if any creator of human beings wants to come to me, find out, you know, I've got ideas.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got ideas for the DNA.
I'm liking it.
Mm-hmm. Let's get that into the coding.
Yeah.
Okay. So first topic that we want to get to. Yeah. Emotional incest. I hate even saying the word incest, even in that context where it's like not physical incest, like romantic incest, but it still feels so icky. But it's a real fucking thing that happens
like it's popping
so
up
often.
A lot off like recently too, where people are being like honest about it, but not realizing they're being honest about it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have siblings, so it's really hard for me to like be able to understand a lot of things that go on. But like I'm learning right now with just Maria and Noah. But like, what do you think are boundaries for that?
Okay, some crazy examples to put like some really wild ones out there. I had a friend who was seeing a guy and he was super close to his family. Mm-hmm. Every time she would go over to a family event, barbecue, whatever, his the boyfriend's cousin, who was his same age,
yeah,
would sit in his lap.
What?
Would sit in his lap. We're talking about 20-year-old people. That's going to be a line. That's going to be fucking weird. Now, that's like bordering on like real kind of incest, like just fucking creepy. I know some people are very close to their families.
Yeah.
But that's like a little too much.
That is a lot.
So that's where it started with that situation, right? And then later on, she found out how he was asking her for like advice on their relationship and sex life.
The sex life part is even crazier.
What? Like, what? Saddling up in his lap and then being like, me and my girlfriend are fucking enough. What do you think? Like, what? Like, that the whole picture is fucking nuts.
What?
The whole thing's crazy. But it's everything about their relationship, like, whatever opinions he needed, he was mm-hmm. going to her, and it all was kind of riding on
what she thought. Yeah.
Which is like, your family should be involved in your life, obviously. Right. Know your partner.
Of course.
It's really nice if you can mesh the two, but it's still your life and it's still your relationship.
100%.
So for somebody else's input to completely affect it is really insane. And there has to be boundaries.
Yeah. Because I mean, I had the ex that, you know, was the biggest cheater I'd ever been with in my life, was the guy with the receipt, that big story that everyone went crazy over. Oh,
fucking dick.
But his sister, they had a relationship like that where she would call him this was the best one. She would call him in the middle of the night. Like, we would be home and like from whatever we were doing. He was a night owl because he did work an overnight shift. He was a police officer, but he worked overnights. So even when we were together,
yeah,
he was, oh my God, it just made me think of something. I'm going to have to tell this really quick in a second. I'm sorry. It's totally off. But I have to tell you this story because he used to do some weird shit at night. Like weird. Like he would stay up until 5 o'clock in the morning.
Why?
Because he would always be like, well, that's just what I'm used to. It was weird. But then the things I found out that he was doing until then were weird.
Okay.
So like really weird because he lives in an apartment and it was literally like a basement apartment. So there was the living room and right behind it was the bed. So I would be sleeping and okay. He would be out there and I could hear everything. There was nothing that I couldn't hear. And then one night he played over and over again. And I don't know why he was listening to this. Miguel and Mariah Carey's "You're Beautiful, The Beautiful Song."
Why?
I don't know. He kept replaying.
For how long?
I think it was like an hour. And at first I thought to myself, I thought he was sleeping. And I don't know why, but.
And he fell asleep with it on repeat.
No, like, he just. Right then and there, I should have ran for the hills. I was like, is he serenading some random woman over and over again?
Dude, how bad did you have to resist the urge to like to get peek out and, there and like
it was so what was so weird too was him knowing I was right behind that wall.
Maybe he was trying to set up a romantic scene.
Yeah, right.
So he's standing in there the whole time waiting for you to come out.
And he's like, "You're beautiful."
He's in the mirror like putting on chapstick, like he's feeling himself.
I would not be surprised. He did some weird shit and one of them was his sister. Yeah,
he's like, I gotta stay up till 5 a.m. I'm just used to it.
Yeah.
You're beautiful. She's beautiful.
Oh my God. And the
you're not used to it. You just want to. You just want
to. That's what I mean. I will never forget. Because that had happened and somehow I passed back out. The next day we were in the car and we were driving somewhere and I was like, let me just randomly put this on because I want to see how he's going to react. And he's like, oh, this is a good one. And I was like,
how did you know? I never gave you a sign or anything. It's my favorite song.
I knew.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I'm sorry, completely off topic, but back to his sister. She used to call in the middle of the fucking night and be like this. Her now husband, she's married to this man. They've been together, oh my gosh, since they were like 19. And she would call in the middle of the night and she would be like, you need to tell him that you're going to kill him if he does this. And he would get on the phone and threaten him.
And this guy was just like, oh, fuck, sorry. Yeah. And then like.
Or she'd be like, come. She'd be like, well, I don't want to go home with him. And then he would pay for her Uber to go somewhere else. Why? Because she was throwing fits. Because everything revolved around this girl, even down to everything we did as a family. So anything that they did was all around. I wish I could say her name, too. Because it's similar to mine. Maybe it's the same. but anyway, the whole world revolved around this girl. Like, everything. I mean, if she didn't want to come here at this time, they didn't do it. Any restaurant, if it was her choice, every single thing. Oh, my God.
Who was older?
Him.
Even then, even for like younger sibling, it's still, that's very spoiled.
It was the her show at all times. And it was.
What were they overcompensating for? For me to treat my sibling like that, they would have to be locked in a basement for 10 years and we were reunited.
I have no idea. And I'd be
idea. I'll fucking yell at your boyfriend on the phone. I don't care.
Oh, yeah. No, it was at least, I was there every weekend and I would say at least every other weekend. We got a call that we either had to make sure she was Ubered somewhere else or that she was...
She's not, like, in control of her own autonomy.
Oh, she just knew that he would pay and that he would take care of her.
That's definitely emotional incest. That's fucking weird.
It was weird. It was very weird. Everything they did was just...
Did she ever get involved between you guys?
Oh, yeah. She used to try to pacify everything. So everything was like a... if he would act, and I mean he would act insane in public... She would always be the one to go after me. We're like, it wasn't that bad. It's fine. Like, it's fine. We're good, right? We're good. We're good. We're fine, right? We're fine. Ew. Like, she would, like, look me in the eye and want me to tell her that I was fine. And I don't know if it was because he had a badge. And yeah. She was scared I was going to out him because he was a horrible human.
And being so psycho and
right, doing person. Terrible things.
Yeah.
So, like, I think she was always scared that I was going to get him in trouble.
And then how would he pay for her Ubers?
Right.
I get it. Comes full circle back to her.
I know. It honestly. Does. I mean, at the end
it's
of the day.
Kind of her livelihood that's at stake too.
100%. That's why I think that a lot of times in that story, like for me to have believed that like she was, like that the whole paying thing had happened when I found the receipts.
Yeah.
It really, because this was all the time for us.
And didn't he use his sister as the scapegoat?
Yep. So how I knew that this one was different is because I've seen him call, like back then you would actually like call or you could pay from, he did pay for his phone a couple times.
Yeah.
But like he would pay for her meal sometimes if she was
it was actually, and I'm sure.
Oh yeah, it was right there.
I bet if you had called the sister, she would have covered for him.
100%.
So if you had two rocks rattling around in your fucking head, that actually would have been a great game plan on his part.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, if you were brain dead.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So the thing that made this time different with him was because I found a receipt. How the fuck? So he was still trying to play that. It was my sister. It was my this. But so you went all the way to Pennsylvania to get a receipt to come back.
Mm.
And then I found the hotel room. And then that was it. Because I'm like, no, she wasn't going to a hotel. Yeah, she would have went to your parents' house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so fucking weird, though. Uh-huh. And as an older sibling, there is no scenario where my brother mistreats his girlfriend or fucks up in any way and I'm not taking his girlfriend's side, and I'd be the first person to tell his girlfriend to get the fuck out of there.
Right.
What do you need? Like, are you good? Right. Like, and telling him that he's wrong. But it's like, that's like, you, some people want to be, especially with brothers, it's so weird.
I know.
Just like, normally if I'm friends with the person, it's like someone, it's a normally a woman,
right?
And I always see with brothers, they get away with murder.
It is.
And then the sister, they're like at each other's throats.
I know.
And it's like, why do you need specifically his approval so fucking bad?
I know.
But there's also, you know, the boy mom thing.
Uh-huh. And I'm scared because
You won't be boy mom.
No.
You will not be boy mom.
But it happens all the time.
Yeah.
Like, it is the most common thing for the excuse for them. I do feel like females are harder on females.
Yes.
I don't know why. 100%. Like, I even do it with Maria. I mean, he's little, so it's a little different.
Yeah.
But, like, I notice I'm so much harder on her. And I'm like, fuck. And every time I'm noticing, I'm like, I got to stop.
You got to reel it
because,
in. Yeah.
Because that's not fair. You know what I mean?
We see more of ourselves in them. So it's almost like being more hard on yourself.
Right. Right. Exactly.
You know? But I think, like, you know who the kind of person is that's going to become a boy mom? The women that say, oh my God, I hope I don't have a daughter.
Oh, daughters I hate are the when worst. People do that.
I don't like girly stuff. I saw a video of a woman the other day saying, she was talking about having another child. She has two boys. And she was like, I'm not really into like girly stuff, like pink and like butterflies and flowers. And I would not want to have a daughter. I really hope that we don't have a girl.
I hope they have a boy who's gay.
And loves pink and butterflies.
And all those things.
Yeah. And the more you like everything you're everything saying. Masculine.
Yeah, you're right. I do hope that you have a boy. And I hope that's the boy you have.
People that think like this, and I am saying this with my chest, should not have kids. That's crazy.
No.
You could have in your mind, like in my mind, if I were to have kids, I would hope to have a daughter. But that doesn't mean I don't want a son.
Right. No. And that's the thing, too, is I did want a boy as my first. But Maria was just the perfect fit.
She and made that's so different much, than being like, I do so, not want a girl.
Right. I was, the only thing I've ever been scared of for having a girl is to have someone just like myself.
Yeah.
And I did, and it's fine. To me, now that I'm actually in it, I'm like, oh no, I'll take the girl shit any fucking day.
Yeah.
Because I did, it's so weird. We were talking about the Barbies and how we played with Barbies and stuff.
Yeah.
And then like dolls and all that stuff. I was a doll player, but I wasn't an interactive doll player. So when I first was with Maria's dad, I was actually nervous about playing with his daughter because I'm not an interactive player.
Yeah.
So when I told my mom at first, I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to, you know, be able to relate to her. She's like, what do you mean? You're like the girliest. And I said, no, I know what you're saying, but like, I'd never played interactively. I played alone.
Like making the dolls talk.
Right. And doing like, all that. And that's what she liked to do. Yeah. And Maria does the same thing. But like from this day, I tense up when I have to make the dolls talk.
I get like that with, even though I played with my sister and my friends growing up and we played very interactively, but like, it was also, if I played by myself, it was more of like, first of all, heavy plot.
Oh, of course.
But it's all in here. Right, I'm not like making them talk. I'm like, it's all going on in my head. Mm-hmm. But now, even though I did that growing up, if I have to play with a kid like interactively, I do get nervous.
Yeah, it's weird.
Because I'm like, I don't know your play style.
I know. Like, are you not going to like this? So I just.
Yeah. Because me and my friend Nikki, when we were playing Bratz and Barbies when we were 12, we had 20 boyfriends. I'm like, I'm not going to be like, how many boyfriends does your dog have? Mine has three. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know how they want to play.
Right.
So you kind of like have to feel them out a bit.
I know. And that's the thing is I've just become like, Maria knows when she plays with me, it's going to be like more joking than anything else. Like I make everything funny. Like, because I'm like, I don't know how else to do this. Like I can't take this seriously like she does.
That's probably why she likes playing with you
though. So she's like, mom, do that voice. Do that. And I do this like, well, I just do weird shit. So I'm like, I'm going to make it weird. That's how we're going to do it.
Yeah. But with boys, it's like they play in a different kind of way too. At least a lot of them
do.
So you have to figure out like, the guys that I played with, except for my cousin, who ended up being gay.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, we didn't know at the time, but like, he would play. Like, he played just like we did.
I love that.
Except he had 20 girlfriends. But like, I don't know because I didn't grow up playing with any boys that didn't end up being gay.
Right. No,
it's so, no, like, same. I don't know. But like, from what I've heard, it's a lot of them putting their dolls in sex positions and undressing brats. And I'm not.
Right.
Curiosity is one thing, but can we get to the meat and potatoes of the gameplay?
Right.
Let's build a world.
Right. That's where I was like,
let's drive a Barbie car.
Yeah.
You know, like, let's make some shit happen.
Right. Exactly.
So I don't know, but it's just a whole different thing. But to say like, I really think the people that end up being the boy moms that have a weird, like their sons say anything in disgusting or inappropriate. And they're just like, oh, Michael.
I hate
I hate it so much.
Some of the stuff that I see boy moms allowing in like them to watch or to be in the background, my eyes, I was like, guys, I do love Jesus, but that has nothing to do with why I think that's wildly inappropriate. Like, I will watch some things where I'm like, what is in that girl? Like when we were talking about the Hooters, I guess there's other, so because I am the person that I am. So I always follow random people that, like, I'm like, oh, I like that she shops a lot on, like, the cheaper stores. And yeah. Then she makes, so, like, there's a couple people. And then when they follow someone, sometimes I'll just be like, let me, like, if something comes up where they'll link somebody, I'll look. So the one I was like, oh, she's got pretty hair. I like her makeup. I start scrolling. She has her 15-year-old son at some, like, restaurant where he has two girls in bikinis on both sides of him for his birthday. Happy birthday, Jared.
Yay.
15 years old with half-naked girls on both sides.
Blow out the titties. Yeah.
I was like,
okay.
I literally, as soon as I saw it, I was like, that's a big nope. I will definitely not be following you. That is gross.
There's like having conversations and allowing your child to explore their body and like respecting their privacy and answering their questions.
Right, right.
And then there's exposing them to sexual themes for literally no fucking reason at all. And then
like why?
Them growing up and having a porn addiction.
Correct. Correct. Correct.
That's one of those things with boys specifically that bothers me so fucking badly to see. It makes me sick because all it takes is a little bit of exposure to something.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And they can become curious before they're even physically able to do anything about it.
Yeah.
And then it fucks them up for life. And then there's a lot of undoing. Like 15's older, right? Like they're already probably like watching stuff and whatever.
Right, and I get that.
You as the mom
should
let's go put you between two sets of cans. Yes,
right.
Happy birthday. Nona's gonna pass out. Grandma's at the table passing out.
But it is the most like
that's trying to be cool,
but
with your son on a level that is so inappropriate.
I'm not cool, mom.
No.
I'm never going to be cool, mom.
That's fucking fine.
I'm going to be respect, mom.
Yeah.
So
the bar for what is considered cool as a parent, as a woman, period, is so like it's in hell.
It really is.
It's literally like don't give a fuck at all. And that makes you cool.
It's just wild.
Yeah. It's wild. I'm also would never see myself hypothetically being one of those people that's like, it's fine as long as it's under my roof.
No.
It's not. No.
It's never fine. No, it's not fine.
You have got to sneak through your bedroom window and go over to your friend's house
exactly.
And do that shit. Because
100%.
Whatever it is, specifically drinking, that was always a thing. It was like the kid whose mom was just like, well, they're at my house. It's fine.
So I know. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah. No, there's like fentanyl in that blunt. Like,
right. What exactly. Are you, what
but
do
they're
you
in
mean?
The, but they're in your basement.
So it's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
I can't. But it is such a thing. The boy moms especially fucking kill me. There's nothing wrong with being proud of your boy, of your son and being a proud mom. That's different.
That's very different.
That's different than letting them get away with anything.
Anything.
Because it's still, in a way, male validation.
It is.
And being so scared to be uncool to your son.
100%. And at the same time, too, it's like, you know, I need respect on all ends. Mm-hmm. And I'm raising a daughter and I'm raising a son.
Yeah.
And I am not going to ever be like, that's okay, ever. By anywhere. You know what I'm saying? No. Because he also has to respect women. Because he's got two in the house. And one that's growing up too. Because
Maria's not going to be putting up photos of naked men on her wall.
No, she's not.
So, the rule's going to go both ways.
It's going to go always. It's going to be respect all
Can
around.
Can you imagine? Okay, I had a photo of Michael Cera torn out of a Tiger Beat
on my wall.
That's different than like Playboy bunny a centerfold pinned above your bed.
Can you imagine?
And also I
had Leonardo DiCaprio everywhere.
What are we gonna do with it? Yeah,
nothing. There were like nice shots of his face.
Yeah.
It was like literally
smiling.
One of them he was in like his Romeo outfit. Like
mine was Michael Cera and he's like, my favorite food is chicken. Just smiling in his little fucking collared shirt.
Right.
Wow. Yeah. Because I would look at it and I would go, oh, right. That's it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. But my question is for you though, because you have so many siblings. So like, where's the line for you? Like, do you feel like how close is there a line with all of your siblings that you have? Like all of them.
Yeah. It's like they can come to me for any kind of advice, but I don't expect them to consult me on anything relating their relationship unless it's like a big thing.
Right.
And also, I mean, I'm older, so I'm never going to like go, maybe my sister I could talk to about stuff, but like even then, if let's say my sister was like in a relationship with a guy and I wasn't fond of him, but he wasn't harmful. Right. He didn't hurt her. He didn't, like, abuse her. He wasn't mean to her. Mm-hmm. I just didn't like him.
Right.
I would not share that opinion unless it needed to be said. You know, because I respect that we have different taste. We like different things. Exactly. You like him. I like him.
Right.
I feel the same way in friendships. I do it the same way. My friend gets into a big fight and she tells me about it. I'm not going to go unless it's something where, again, abuse or they're being horribly mean to them. Right. And it changes my opinion of them as a person.
Right.
People fight. People get mad at each other. Yeah. People have, like, boyfriends that are like, whatever. They're different than the person that you'd be into.
Right.
My sister has very different tastes than me.
Yeah.
But that's not, I'm not going to be like, hello, hi, Jared. We're always going after Jared.
Fucking Jared.
I'm not going to be like, oh, hi, Jared. Like, I'm going to, it's fine. You like him. Right. I like him. He's not doing anything wrong to you.
I agree.
So we're good. I think it's like when siblings can't, they you got to know whether you can talk to somebody about something or not.
Yep.
Because some people get like the other sibling might not have boundaries. You could tell them something and then they'll just hold it against the person, or they'll be one of those people that has to put their opinion on it.
Everything.
And they expect you to take their opinion and like end the relationship.
End it. Right. Yeah. Which is where I have issues too, is it's like, unless somebody is really awful, I don't think you should get that involved.
Parents do. Parents can they'll really think that their opinion is like the end all be all. And again, unless something bad is happening, something dramatic and life changing, or that person is really unhappy and you know something's going on as a result of it.
Yeah.
It just might be like a moment.
Right. Which but people like, are allowed to have moments.
That's what I mean. You have to know who you can talk to about things.
Yeah.
So if you have those parents that are too involved, you can't tell them everything.
No, you can't.
You're going to have to introduce them to them, but that's it. And there has to be a boundary put down of like, I love you. I understand that you have your own opinions about this, but I will ask you if I want your input on this.
Yep.
And if they, I mean, some people are just scared to say anything to their parents. I don't have that kind of thing. But I could tell my mom no. She might fight with me over it.
Yeah.
But I guess the same way. But I understand other people. Also a cultural thing. Mm-hmm. It depends on like, I don't know, just how strict it is.
It's funny because I've noticed with like, really white people, I'm trying to like make it so that it's not like rude, but like I almost feel like when you're like, if you don't have any kind of like
culture,
if you have no culture and you haven't also been raised ever in a place that wasn't like in a town that's like everyone knows each other, if you've never like actually like lived.
You grow up in like an echo chamber.
Right, exactly. Kind of situation. I think a lot of times that's when that happens too.
Yes.
That's like the biggest, you know, when that happens.
Yeah, which I've never had that kind of situation of like a small town where like everybody knows each other.
That is literally what I live in now. And I'm not from there. So it makes it like it's a very different for me to look in on it than it is like, I couldn't imagine have been raised there. Like I think about that all the time. Like, even that lumberjack has not left there yet. So it's like, to me, it's like, that's what?
Yeah. No, I spent my childhood in a major city. I grew up in New York.
Exactly.
I was around everybody and everything. Everybody was loud and had different opinions.
Right. I feel like I've lived. So to me, it's like.
But for them, that's like, they're so tight-knit that it's like everything and it's like matters.
And everything's in this. Like, they don't go anywhere else. Like, I'll never forget the one day I said to his dad, I was like, oh, we should try this pizza place, and it was literally like a town over, maybe. He's like, I never go that far. It was like 12 miles.
Okay.
I was like, so you're gonna keep getting shit pizza because you're refusing to leave your town. Got it.
Right. So 15 minutes is like that was
too much.
That's a little much.
I mean, I will travel kind of far.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I go out of my way for a cookie. So let's get into Love is Blind.
Okay.
The weddings, like the yeses and noes are coming next episode. I was a little nervous this last episode at the end because normally they start with a yes. Do they not? Is that normally the formula?
Yeah, it definitely seems like they're going for a no. And it makes me sad because I actually think they're very compatible. Sarah and Ben.
Yeah, I like them. And I also really liked it. I mean, it was intense, but the conversation around religion, I get why she was kind of being like, I listened to some of this stuff and she wanted to make sure. Because, yeah, she wasn't against him being part of the church or anything.
No.
She just wanted to make sure this specific one, I'm willing to go with you more often if they, you know, respect, like if it's
100%,
you know,
yeah,
if they believe in the same stuff like that I do around like gay rights, because she has a gay sister. And I was like, honestly, good for her.
Yeah.
He handled it well. I mean, he seemed like towards the end he shut down a bit, because I think it was a lot.
It was just a lot. I think he's just one of those people who, I think too much at once is too much for him in general, because he just looks like a stress ball.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if he felt the same way, but like when he just seems like a person who, there's some men out there that you can only do so much at a time with. And
he seemed like he was at his limit. But
like
for the
Lumberjack
night.
Is the same, not about religion, he could care less on the religious one, he's not. But like I think that every time I've noticed that if I bring something to him, I can't bring too much at once.
Yeah.
It's like I have to give a little bit, like this is what it is. And then he has to think about it and then he's always like, oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think that's kind of where it was at, is just was that. And I almost felt like, you know, I'm glad she stood her ground, first of all, because you should never do anything you don't want to do. At the end of the day, if it doesn't make you comfortable, you shouldn't do it. But the fact that she was, even after she said that, like, she wasn't happy with what they said, and I understood what she was saying with it, because it was really good how she explained it.
Yeah.
But what I did like was that even after that, she was like, but if I have to go for, you know, a holiday or random things, I will go then. So it felt like to me that they were really on the right path, because they were compromising so well.
Yeah.
But I think she was very concerned about her sister.
Her sister and her sister's, I don't know if it was her girlfriend or her fiance.
A wife. Oh, it was her wife, mm-hmm.
They did grill her. And I'm trying to think about it from the perspective of somebody who, like, if my sister went on the show, mm-hmm. I would also be like, you really don't know this person.
But the thing is that they're going on the show knowing that.
Yeah.
So
she's okay with that choice. Yeah.
Right? Like, that's the other thing. It's not like a random person you met on the street, which it kind of is like that, but it's not.
Yeah.
Because of the simple fact that, like, you chose to do the show. So your family has to kind of get on board a little bit.
That's the conclusion I kind of came to, too.
Yeah.
Was like I was saying, if my sibling's not asking for my input on something.
Right.
I'll toe the line.
Right.
I will try to, you know, make sure that they're clear on how I feel,
right.
But I'm not going to impose what I feel on
Correct.
Them.
Yeah.
What I think is that her sister was concerned that if the church has strong beliefs against like gay rights and gay marriage, and if they believe that her sister would be going to hell, mm-hmm. that it could like over time
affect
their relationship. That's mm-hmm. what I think. But I think that they maybe did a little too much mm-hmm. pushing it. Because you have to give your sister enough credit. She's a well-spoken woman. She's an educated woman.
And she questioned many
times.
She did her own research.
But
it was like she didn't trust her sister. Which that part I didn't like either. Was that she was like this. She was like, she just wants to say yes to anybody. She's just going to. I'm like.
Which
I'm
not
going to
lie. I skipped through the beginning of the wedding when they were doing the whole thing. So I think I
missed that.
I missed
some pieces. She kept saying she just wants to say yes to everyone. She just wants to please. I didn't get that feeling from her, because
I didn't either.
She was like that. She would not have sat through, listened to a sermon on her own, and then said no.
If she was a people pleaser, she wouldn't have put up any kind of fight. She would have been like,
no,
no, I'll go too, and it'll be great. And we'll go. No, if you like going, I like going.
Right. That's not what
she was very clear on where she stood. I think that was a little too harsh.
Yeah.
It sounded like maybe she used to be that way, and that's what her sister was judging her based off of.
Right.
Maybe that used to be the way she mm-hmm. did things, but it didn't seem fair.
I also think from watching that her sister was shunned for the family. That's a feeling I was getting, because you know her parents are very religious.
Yeah.
So her parents were like, even during that time where they were sitting in there, like because you said you ran through it a little bit.
Yeah.
They kept talking about how beautiful religion is. Her
so
parents.
You think maybe.
So I
so it
think
could have been
she
a little
was
traumatized.
So I
for
think
her.
She was scared, because she was like, my sister's my best friend. And if she's about to marry into something that is going to be religious, am I going to lose my whole family?
Yeah, that makes sense.
So that's what I truly, like, the more I thought about it, I'm like, this is all fear-based.
Yeah.
But I don't see her doing that. I think that her sister is going to feel like shit when she plays it back, to be honest.
Probably.
Because she's going to be like, oh, she did stand her ground. And she did ask all the questions.
I don't think she gave her enough credit.
No.
At all.
She didn't. And I don't get it, because I don't have a sibling. But I could see how, if it was your younger sister and you're used to a certain behavior,
and you guys are very close, mm-hmm. and you've also had this happen within your own family.
Right.
You're scared of it repeating. It probably is a little traumatizing
right.
to her to like think about that happening.
But absolutely.
Also, she asked all the right questions. She's going through the motions.
She did great.
It does seem like she's setting up to say no.
Oh no, she is. Because she's having a panic attack about the whole thing. And it makes me sad because I do think
they're very compatible.
They're very compatible. I mean, they weren't the other ones. The only ones I thought are very compatible. I think that who are the other ones?
You know, Taylor and Daniel. Yeah.
Guys, favorites. We don't even have to talk about how perfect that is because
I love them.
She's literally like, I thought she was going to give more because of that dramatic thing she did.
Yeah, that was stupid. I did not think that they were going to go on the honeymoon.
No, I thought that was going to be it because she was being dramatic. But then it seems like she's completely put her, like, she says the nicest things about him now.
Yeah.
So I'm so happy because
Okay, me and Ashley are not well because we both were like, okay.
God, we're not well.
It completely defeats the purpose. I completely understand. If he was following her on Instagram, saw what she looked like, it does defeat the purpose of, like, love is blind, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
However, if a guy was following me on Instagram and saw me and then liked me so much, he chased me to Love is Blind, and then I was the only one that he singled out,
I would fall in love with him.
I would fall in love with him.
And I'd love it.
And that's, I don't know what that says.
I don't know what that says about us.
Don't want to know. Don't dissect it.
I love it. I love a psychotic man over me.
I like that.
I love you going crazy over me. That's amazing.
I got the initial feeling of betrayal. But I also feel
I also don't think it was what she thought. I still don't think she couldn't find him. No.
In the thing. I'm like, every fucking guy in Minnesota probably has a picture of him with his legs crossed and a glass of wine in hand in front of a Christmas tree.
Yes, it seems like a Minnesota thing.
And also, everybody, respectfully to these guys, you all look the same to me.
Oh my gosh, everyone was saying that.
It could have been anybody that you think was Daniel.
I know.
I think 90% of Minnesota is Daniel. Yeah, I think you've got like a Genghis Khan thing.
Yeah.
Like somebody's.
I know.
A little bit of DNA in everybody.
It was nuts. It was nuts how much they all looked the same.
I don't know if it's because the style maybe made it worse too, because I'm like, maybe if you guys had different haircuts.
Yeah, they all did have the same haircut.
The same exact haircut. They all dressed kind of the same. Very Old Navy.
I don't know if that is like a very normal there.
Midwest.
Who has that much hair?
Is Minnesota Midwest?
Yeah.
I don't really think about the middle of the country.
I don't know.
Can I tell you the last time I looked at a globe?
Thing. Yeah.
Seventh grade?
Yeah, right.
You know? I don't think about it. I don't think about the middle of the country that often. And I'm sorry. Maybe I should.
Yeah.
Maybe I got to work on that. But yeah, Taylor and Daniel all the way. I really like them.
I think that they're definitely going to get married. What do you think about Devin and Virginia?
Devin and Virginia. I really like them too.
I love them together.
And I think that
they definitely got better.
Yes, me too. I think the way that she talked about the prenup, she's trying to kind of like normalize it. And it does make sense.
What she put down was exactly what she said. Nothing that she said was a lie.
And she said, anything that we have together, we figure it out.
Right.
Which leaves an openness for anything can happen. We don't know what we're going to attain in our time together.
Right, exactly.
You know, if one of us is going to like own more stuff than the other. Right. And then they can make a fair decision.
Correct.
But I love that conversation happened at all.
I know. I thought that I really liked them. And I like how open he is too.
Yeah.
Like he asked her for one thing, was that he said that she was, I don't know, closed off is probably not the word, but he basically said something about her personality, mm-hmm. not being as like, not, they weren't getting in it the most. And then all of a sudden she just became like melting for him.
Yeah.
Where she was like, oh, okay, you want a little more? Here you go. And she did what he said and mm-hmm. he did what she said.
Which is, I think, such a good sign that she wasn't holding back because of trauma or because she couldn't give more.
Right.
She was just feeling it out. So she was able to kind of meet his need there.
Exactly.
So I like them. I hope that they say yes.
I do too.
I think that's actually really good matching.
Right. I think so too.
Who's the other ones?
I think that's it. Oh, long haired.
Oh, Joey and Monica.
They're going to say no.
I'm not seeing
it. Someone's going to say no. I can't figure out who. There's no substance.
When Joey called out Monica's sister while casually folding laundry, I was living for it. When he said, I think your sister's jealous of you. There might be a little jealousy there. I said, oh,
I know.
He said the thing. I didn't think he was going to say. We I all know. Saw it happen in real yes. time. We were all like, well, that's weird for her to say that.
Right.
And it's very obvious that this is like strange. But for him to actually say it.
Oh, he's so.
On camera.
He's so brutally honest. Like yes. ridiculously honest. Like he's so honest.
I like him a lot.
And I do like him as a person. But I also think that his. Who said it? Somebody said it where they said, you know, we're not. High strung people, and he's very high strung.
Yeah.
I think that that would be the problem there.
He's got more energy.
He is just the only thing that I saw him getting raw with certain things, but I felt like 95% of the time he would be jumping off the wall. And yeah. I don't think I could handle a personality that hyper.
I think Monica's such a kind, like, just such a sweet person.
She is a nice person.
But I also think something about their compatibility, it didn't seem like they were getting the most out of each other.
It just seemed like they were getting along.
Just getting along, being able to be playful. Like Juan but and like, Carla. It seemed yeah. like, yeah, Juan and Carla. Yeah. But it seemed like it could have gone deeper.
100%. Like, they're, she was right when she said to him that when they're out in public, she wanted a handhold. She mm-hmm. wanted them to be hugging. And, like, there was nothing.
Yeah. And also, their conversations are a little dull.
Yeah.
At least the ones they showed us on camera. Yeah. I don't know if behind the scenes they're having conversation.
There, yeah, there wasn't enough substance going on there.
It was just like their last final dinner.
Yeah.
Was just a little,
Right. No.
It wasn't. Where do you want to go?
Ones, where the other ones were so nice. Like, I thought they were really
like. Yeah. Like, well, I know you want to go to Thailand. Anywhere else? I don't know. Like, maybe.
I know. I'm like, oh. It was like first or second date worthy. I'm like, not marriage yeah. worthy.
I'm like, okay.
So, yeah.
Still a little awkward, like, yeah. but obviously they gel.
They gel. So no, they do.
And also, is Joey not Minnesota Shane? With a fucking wig on.
I know.
I keep, every time I see him, I'm like, it's Shane.
I know.
It's Shane without the like coke jaw tick.
Right, exactly.
Or whatever he had going on. Like, what the fuck?
Oh my God.
Just, I can at least tell him apart.
Right, exactly.
Because he had the long hair. So
yeah.
He's going against the status quo, but he's got that real crazy Minnesota accent.
I don't think I could do that. That's so not me. Imagine that in the bedroom. What are the words that they say?
That is exactly what I thought.
Yes.
Yeah, that was the first thing I thought when I heard the like some of the words with the.
Yeah, I'm like, I would never take you seriously in the bedroom.
Yeah. You can't talk nasty to me with a Minnesota accent.
Shut the fuck up. Say good.
I can't even do it.
It would be so weird.
But when the girls have the accent,
like,
I'm like, so like when the women have that accent, I'm like, you could, I love it.
Right,
like it's so fine. Comforting and yeah. sweet.
Imagine just, like from the, like, imagine from the back, like that ass is not functional.
That thing is moving, don't you know?
You know that there's someone from Minnesota listening to this, and they're like, fuck.
I know, and they're like,
you.
But also, write in.
Yeah,
I would love to hear about your experiences.
About your dojinos. Oh, my gosh.
I'd be like, babe, you know I love silence.
Every time.
You know I like it quiet. Come on.
Which, that's not true. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But overall.
And then there's David and.
Oh, wait. Yeah, David and. Wait, David and.
And Lauren. No. Yeah, Lauren. David and Lauren.
Is David and Lauren?
They're not getting married, but they split.
Oh, David and Lauren. Girl, this season is like
they split already, but yes.
Yeah, and then they did that weird like him going up to her and drunk. Sounding drunk as fuck.
I hope he like honestly, the incest with the sister, that was weird.
Which that's I think that was that what spawned our topic today?
Yes, it was.
Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what yeah. I thought. Because that's a lot.
They were, everything about them was just so uncomfortable for me. Like, you know what?
My sister's the loveliest, beautifulest, sexiest woman you're ever going to meet. You're going to love her.
You're going to love her. Try her too.
She's got legs to die for.
Yeah.
Like, all right, David. Yeah, she sounds great. Yeah, it's a nice person.
Even the way his relationship was with his friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then them saying that, who said it? Molly. Molly said that she saw him out and some girl was all over him. So what do you think that was about that?
Was that the sister?
Probably fucking was the sister.
That would be crazy if that came out and that was the sister.
Honestly, if the sister is like this, I hope she's getting ambushed on IG. I hope she is.
Yeah, okay. There's no way she's not. I think people found her.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, she's this blonde girl. Someone posted a picture. Yeah.
But I'm like, when he made this whole big deal out of like what his sister thinks about her and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Then I forgot who it was. Somebody asked, did you tell your sister that that you ended things?
Like Molly.
Oh, the producer.
Oh.
The producer was like, did you tell your sister that you ended things? Yeah. And then he goes, yeah. She sent like a teary-eyed emoji and said, I'm here for you if you need anything. Wow. She sounds like she really fucking cares.
She sounds like a great sister.
Yeah. She sounds like she's going to freak the fuck out if you marry her. Yeah. She sent you an emoji and said, here if you need anything.
Yeah.
And then that's something I would send to a coworker going through a breakup.
Same.
That's so sad.
Not somebody sorry I was that, so close with.
That I was so upset that they were dating this person.
I wonder not, if she actually not said be something a
party
rotten.
Emoji?
Yeah, I actually wonder if it was rotten.
Yeah, either he's covered. Because he did seem like he kind of was reaching covering. For the... When he said, yeah, she sent... It sounded like he was reaching for like what he was going to say. And like trying to think about it. So either he's covering or he's embarrassed to admit that that's the response he got.
Yeah, which is... Could be either or.
And I can't tell because he's so even. His tone is so even and flat that, like, I can't tell when he's talking if he's being super honest and he's just one of those guys that just says every thought out loud or if he's lying.
Having a hard time with him, too, because that was the thing, too. I have to say this season, nobody was terrible.
Yeah.
There was nobody that was on the show where I was like, they're the worst person on earth. It was none of that.
Yeah, David was just fucking annoying.
He was just annoying, and I found him to be not mature enough to be getting married.
No.
That's for sure. He just had problems, and he couldn't really figure out where they were from. But
he was judging his relationship and whether or not he was going to get married on a show that he went on to get married on by a group chat with his friends.
But that's the other thing that's like I was saying about the last one is when you go on the show, you have to just be like, this is what I'm doing. Whether you like it or not, this is what I'm doing. So either get on board or just don't talk to me.
You're going on Love is Blind. You know that the thing at the end is a wedding ceremony. You have to be, first of all, able to think about if I connected with somebody and went up there and had to say no, could I do it?
Right.
You have to think these things through. Like,
absolutely.
It ends in marriage, regardless. And I feel like a lot of people go into it thinking, well, if I don't want to get married, we'll just talk about it and then we'll, you know, go through the whole thing. It's still going to impact you because then you have to deal with everybody else watching it and chiming in.
Correct.
I think the majority of people that go on reality TV are not actually prepared for what it's going to be like.
I don't think so either.
You know, but he just was not ready at all because the way that everything he thought and did and wanted to do with Lauren was riding on these friends and his sister.
Yeah, it just sounded like the perfect little outlet.
Did you see the guy that Lauren dated and what he was doing? I got a TikTok about it.
No.
Apparently, this guy on Instagram you know how they do the Love is Blind people? They put the photo.
Oh, I did see. He was.
Whoa.
No, I did see him, but I didn't realize he made a fake thing.
Why are you doing that? He made a fake thing of like himself with his occupation and age on it, just like all the Love is Blind promos, and posted it on his own Instagram. And then he also made like a little thing of him being like, well, I have the receipts. Since everybody's asking me to chime in, I've got the receipts. And he's like going on a podcast or something.
Probably,
I hate
probably Nick, whatever
that
his name is,
kind of person. Mm-hmm. That guy who involves himself in some shit.
Yep.
Inserts himself and then he's like, well, if we've got to do it, I've got the receipt. Shut up.
Right.
Do not go on a podcast.
No, do not.
We don't need to hear from you, actually.
No, we don't.
I don't give a fuck. Let me guess. You guys were hooking up. Then she left you kind of questioning what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then you find out she's going on Love is Blind.
Right.
You do not need to go on a fucking podcast to explain that.
You do not.
We're good. Thank you. Mm. And he's so corny for that fucking promo video. The promo picture. Like, oh my God.
I did see that. I didn't know what that. I was very confused by the whole thing. I didn't realize that's what it was. Oh, okay.
But now the that whole makes sense. Time, I only just wanted Lauren to stand the fuck up.
It was so annoying to watch a girl cry nonstop and beg. It was very uncomfortable for me.
Me too.
Yeah.
That was a lot. I was like, he's just not all that.
No, he's not.
You guys, do you have chemistry or you just like him?
Right.
Because there's a difference between having chemistry.
Yep.
And you just like this guy. You met him, you talked to him for a couple days through the walls, probably. I think they're also bonded through the experience itself and like going through that with this person.
I agree.
Sometimes I think that clouds whether or not they actually have a connection.
I agree.
Because they're like, this is all on camera. Mm-hmm. We got this far. They proposed to me. We're engaged. Yeah. I have to see it through and I have to make it count.
Absolutely. But that's crazy. But no.
Didn't like them in there. Don't like them out of it.
Mm-mm.
Do I wasn't feeling it.
Yeah, it was a weird one.
Yeah, overall, the season's been a weird one for me. It's been very weird. Didn't really hate anybody.
Right.
Or, not that
there wasn't anybody, like, yeah.
Deserving of, like, pure hate. But, like, I didn't really have anybody that was like, oh, this guy fucking sucks. Or, like, right. Whatever.
No.
I was just like, everybody sucks a little bit in their own way. No, not everybody. Not but everyone, a lot of them.
Yeah.
Suck in their own way. That's fine.
I agree.
Yeah. It's just not the most thrilling.
No.
Of all the seasons.
I agree with that.
That's all for this week. And just a reminder to anybody that wants to send in a question, if you have something that you're going through and you want to send it in to be read anonymously on the show, send it to unreadunruly@gmail.com. And if you like the episode, maybe give it 5 stars.
That would be wonderful.
Wherever you're listening, wherever you are.
That would be great.
Come follow us online. I'm at Tay Felly on Instagram.
And I'm at It's Up at Ashback.
And we'll talk to you guys next Tuesday.
Bye.